Venezuela poll, 88% says Biden-allied Guaido government does not exist. By Francis Martel on February 1, 2021. A poll published this weekend by the Venezuelan firm MegAnalysis revealed that the vast majority of Venezuelans see the government of President Juan Guaido as a lie, despite also overwhelmingly rejecting the illegitimate regime of dictator Nicolás Maduro. The MegAnalysis poll, taken between January 13 to 25 and published on the 26th, reflects a growing lack of faith that Guaido will be able to wield any power in the country. A recurring theme in polling since Guaido legally became president of the country 2 years ago. The Venezuelan constitution allows the National Assembly, the country's legislature, to replace the head of the government with an interim president in the event that the leader ruptures the democratic order of the country. Following the end of Nicolás Maduro's last legal term as president in January 2019, Maduro refused to step down, triggering the swearing-in of Guaido as the legitimate interim president of the country at the time. Guaido has failed to use his constitutional legitimacy to convince the nation's military to follow him, making Maduro the de facto commander-in-chief of the country and preventing Guaido from wielding any real power. As Guaido is the nation's de jure president, however, most of the free world has recognized him as such and welcomed his appointed ambassadors, who represent him abroad. The United States under President Donald Trump was among the first nations to recognize Guaido as president. Current President Joe Biden has indicated that he will continue to recognize Guaido, inviting his ambassador to the United States, Carlos Vecchio, to his inauguration last month. For months, polling of average Venezuelans indicates that, while Maduro is not legitimately their leader, they reject Guaido, as well. Like Maduro, Guaido was a longtime member of a socialist party, Popular Will, and put forth an initiative following his inauguration known as the Plan País, Country Plan, that emphasizes socialist policies, primarily nationalization of major industries, as a solution to the current woes Venezuelans face. Venezuela has endured 2 decades of socialist policies that have resulted in a complete collapse of its political structure, healthcare system, power grid, and currency. Speaking to pollsters last month, 80.3% of respondents in Venezuela said they would support Maduro and his socialist party, the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV, leaving power. Asked, is the interim government of Juan Guaido real and existing, or a lie and non-existent? 88.2% said the latter. Only a little more than 4% of Venezuelans agreed that Guaido's government exists. A larger number, 7.6%, said they did not know if Guaido's government was real or not. The MegAnalysis January poll also asked respondents about their preferences regarding the future of the opposition movement in the country, offering the choices among those who said they support an end to the Maduro regime of unity among the opposition or cleansing the opposition, expelling corrupt people or those who negotiate with Chavistas. 70.8% of respondents preferred the latter, and almost twice the number of people answer don't know than in support of unity. Unity has been a major message of the Guaido team, urging support even for those who formerly belonged to the regimes of Maduro or predecessor Hugo Chavez and have since switched sides. Guaido has stated publicly that he would consider offering even Maduro amnesty for the long list of human rights atrocities he is responsible for. A United Nations human rights mission to the country last year found reasonable grounds to believe that Venezuelan authorities and security forces have since 2014 planned and executed serious human rights violations, some of which, including arbitrary killings and the systematic use of torture, amount to crimes against humanity. Those who oppose Maduro but have publicly criticized Guaido's multiple attempts at talks with the regime and proposals of a possible amnesty for human rights crimes have been met with criticism not just from Guaido's team, but from supporters abroad. Elliot Abrams, the anti-Trump ideologue Trump appointed to run his Venezuela policy, notably insulted conservative Venezuelan political leader Maria Corina Machado, one of the few visible women in the anti-Maduro movement, last year for refusing to join a pro-dialogue coalition with Guaido after what she described as a frank conversation with him. Abrams predicted last month that Biden would do little to change Trump's policies on Venezuela, arguably the least successful of the Trump era. "I don't think we will see major changes in U.S. policy," and I think that they understand that the face of the opposition, the opposition's leader, is Juan Guaido, Abrams told the Miami Herald. Biden's invitation of Vecchio, Guaido's ambassador, to his inauguration was a clear sign that he would not change policies compared to the Trump administration. Polling since Guaido took over has consistently shown Venezuelans do not support the United States backing Guaido and do not think that Washington's endorsement has made him any more capable of fixing the country. A July 2020 poll by Meganalysis found that 78.8% of Venezuelans wanted Trump to actively stop supporting Guaido. A month later, 82.4% of respondents said that they believed that Guaido had deceived President Trump by claiming that the nation's military supported him. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.